So anyway, it's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. Prepare yourself to get the ick.
All right, I'm dying to... Okay, let's hear
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does this husband go when he leaves his bed, he and his wife's bed, early in the morning?
Oh, no. What? Ew.
Do you got a guess?
Do I have a guess? I've been trying to guess.
Yeah. This is from Quora. This isn't anyone we know or listener or anything.
Okay.
And thank God, because I don't know what I would suggest to this woman. It says, my husband sleeps with me, but early in the morning, he goes where to finish sleeping?
He goes in the dog crate.
No.
Okay, let me keep guessing. Okay. Can I keep guessing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. He goes. It's icky. He goes on the bathroom floor.
No,
but you
he
said
he leaves the house.
Oh, it's gone. Oh,
yeah.
So and it's gross.
It's just I don't know if it's gross. It's just weird.
All right, and he sleeps in his car.
No. Let's just say he's a mama's boy.
Ew! He goes to sleep with at his mom's house. No, that's legit gross. Ew.
Yep.
What?
He leaves his wife alone, and she posted asking if she's overreacting about this.
The comments must be amazing.
Oh, yeah. My husband sleeps with me, but in the early morning, he goes to his parents to sleep, and he says that room has better ventilation.
Are you freaking kidding me?
So here's one of the comments. Who wakes up out of a dead sleep and drags themselves over to his parents or anyone else's home to supposedly sleep again? How far away do they live? How many hours does he sleep? What time does he leave? Does he come back and go to work? Obviously, there's a lot of questions.
And is he still breastfeeding? What is happening?
Right.
Ew.
Isn't that weird?
Man, you know, I love stories like this because in our own lives, we're like, man, you know, we have a few issues. Nothing in comparison.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. Jay falls asleep on the couch sometime, not next to his mummy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, and look, okay, all couples, and not all couples, many couples have a unique or not in the same bed.
Yes.
Sleeping arrangement.
Sure.
Okay?
Yes.
So, and if you want to tell us yours, 79COAST is our number, 792-6278. If you want to text, then it's anonymous. Your unique sleeping arrangement. Maybe that's the topic we can put on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure how to
turn
this into a topic. Kelly posts the topics on Facebook, and I said to her, she goes, what should we post about this? And I said, I have no idea.
I don't know what we're about to say until we say it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This story is so weird. I don't know. Can you, imagine if your partner would leave your bed in the morning, leave the house, and go to get in his parents' bed? Like, huh? You know?
Oh, God.
I don't want to be mean or anything, but this just sounds freaky, right?
I mean, yes. Look, I'm a big fan of like acceptance and
right.
and look, it's not my business.
Right. Everybody's
but I'm
got
telling
their own
you right
thing
now,
going on. Yeah.
You're a weirdo. You are a weirdo. You need some therapy for sure.
Yeah. What is going on there?
Oof.
What is going on there?
Wow.
That's strange.
What's more strange, I'm going to say I'm putting it back on her. What is she still doing with this guy?
Right. And also what's with the parents? Like someone, and that's
the other thing.
That's a great point. Someone texted, who the heck's parents lets a grown man back into the house to sleep?
It's true.
That part's weird too.
Oh God.
I love this. The text that we're getting. She is not overreacting. She is underreacting.
She's underreacting. Yeah, exactly. Stop writing.
Just going on. Let me just go on to this thing. Let me see. What? My husband leaves the... Whatever.
Is this a little
Is
strange?
Is this strange?
Girl, you should be packing, not
right.
writing.
Girl, it's terrifying.
Save her.
Okay, someone texted, my grandparents have slept in separate beds for 15 years.
Okay.
A lot of couples do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Someone texted, okay, but this is not the same. Someone said, listen, I'm going to confess, once in a while when we visit my dad's house, I bring my stuff to take a shower because the shower pressure is so much better.
That's fine.
Okay, sure.
That doesn't make you weird.
No, that's perfectly normal.
It just means you like a good shower pressure, and quite frankly, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
it's one of the best parts of hotels.
Oh, thank you. Oh, right? Yes.
Hotels.
I always check that first.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes, I will shower.
And that's a leave it in the review.
Yeah.
Item.
Good pressure.
You know, if there's bad shower pressure, water pressure in a hotel, that's...
It's like, what? What did I pay for?
Right.
A comfy bed and shower pressure.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And some other stuff.
Yeah, like no bed bugs, and, you know.
Yeah, right. And like, you know.
We could probably come up with a long list, actually.
Yeah, actually, but that's one of them.
Other expectations.
Sure.
7-9 Coast, okay? Your unique sleeping arrangement. Oh, now we're getting the speculation. He's not going to his parents' house. He's going somewhere else. Well, I guess that's possible. But
that is, but his parents would back him up, I assume.
I think so, yeah.
Like.
Yeah, so. What's your unique sleeping arrangement? 792-6278.